So thank you to be there. I just want to say a word about Suzanne. She had to cancel at the last time, and she asked me to tell you that she's sorry for that. She would like to be here. So I'm Jonathan Lafont. I was his PhD student. So this is work that I've done during my PhD thesis. So when we're talking about scaling from pores to field, there is many concepts that intervene, like hierarchical organizations of pore systems, which also refer to self-similarity across scales. And often we are using fractals and multifractals to deal with this self-similarity. And there is a way also to take a look at scaling relation is by empirical relationship. And that will be the case here between gas diffusivity and pore organization. Always in a way to elaborate scaling laws and pedal transfer functions. So by understanding heterogeneity here, I will call three terms: micro, meso, and macro scales. So micro is at the pore scale. We'll see multifractal analysis of pore distributions. At the meso scale, it would be the scale where gas diffusivity have been measured in laboratory on core, intact cores. And at macro scale, it would be the field scale where we use spatial variability of predicted gas diffusivity. So the objective is to integrate the results at the three scales in order to understand scaling relationships between gas diffusivity and pore system organization. So we CT scan 10 soil columns. I will describe the soil in the meso scale. So it was a medical CT scan with a high resolution and a helical mode which enhanced reconstruction of the image. So we had 512 cross-sectional images per column and with a thickness of 0.3 millimeter. So we had voxels of 0.3 by 0.3 by 0.3 millimeter. Each voxel have a CTN, so it's a CT number, value, which is expressed in Hounsfield unit. And the theoretical value for pure air is minus 1,000, while for pure water it's zero, and denser material is over zero. So each slide was analyzed in that sense. And as we are interested to capture airfield porosity, we had to start the threshold at minus 1,000. And instead of using filters and algorithms that are often used in this kind of binarization, when you have two phases like resin or solid or aerosolid, as working with intact soil core, we use five different thresholds. So we start at minus 1,000 until minus 500, minus 250, 0, 250, and 500. So binarization was done in MATLAB. And if you take a look at one column, we put it on the side and we analyze the frequency distribution of voxels among the soil depth. So it's this parameter, the voxel frequency distribution, that will be the interval of measure for multifractal analysis, where we're going to have the singularity spectrum and the Rini spectrum. For the singularity spectrum, there is alpha, which is the mass density of the measure, in this case, voxel frequency. For each alpha, there is a F alpha, which is a fractal dimension. So the maximum here of the singularity spectrum will be F alpha, which is 1, because we have a transect for multifractal analysis. And the Rini spectrum, there is multiple dimension here, but some of are of more interest. The first one is entropy dimensions, which will give us information about heterogeneity distribution, and correlation dimensions which give us information about second-order statistical moments. At the meso scale, this is a low mesan. It's an important information here. So we had 10 intact soil core of those dimensions, and were collected in the AP horizon at a depth of approximately 25 centimeters. And we did a transient state method gas diffusion test described in Rolston and Modrup, so I will not go deeper in detail here for time reasons. But we get that the mesoscale a model that best fit to our results to predict gas diffusion in field. So we measure only water content and bulk density in the field to predict gas diffusivity, according to Millington and Quirk, that was found to be the best model. And after that, we use geostatistics, a method of co-regionalization analysis with a drift, to do the spatial variability at two depths and two distance of spatial analysis. First one was a short distance in the field, so you get hotspot of gas diffusivity. And the other one was a large scale, so more smoother pattern in the field. So we'll focus only today on the depth of 15 centimeters and short distance pattern. But if you're interested in it, it has been published in Soil Science Society America Journal this month, in fact. So, result at the micro scale, we had singularity spectra here. I take an example at a threshold of zero CTN value. What is important here is that with the index of asymmetry of this those singularity spectra, we can classify columns in group. Here you have asymmetric profile by the left side here for the column 4, 5, 6, and 8, which you can see on the graph here at CTN 0, but it's also at the CTN 250. You have this tendency. And other columns are more symmetric, except the column 1 at threshold 0 that have asymmetry on the right side of the singularity spectrum. Other value of the singularity spectra were below 0.9 value of R-square, so we couldn't take those values to describe the multifractal behavior of the soil porosity. So important here is to group soil columns according to their multifractal parameters. If we take a look at the correlations with DSDO, what is important in those numbers is that there is a correlation that is better at higher thresholds, and this is normal because with higher thresholds you include in your voxel more water, or that could be potentially, if you dry the column, potentially important for gas diffusivity. We had to all description of this, and we had to define a pseudo macroporosity for gas, but I will not enter in it for reason of time. But if you're interested, I can give you more information. But Paola is suggested by the correlation between DSDO and the correlation dimension at higher threshold. So there is correlation between DSDO and multifractal parameter describing soil porosity calculated from CT scanning images. If we take a look at mesoscale rapidly, only to see that it's the Millington and Quirk model that best fit our empirical data of gas diffusivity. You can see this by the root mean square and bias. We test 14 sample predictive models in that case, and this was the best model. So it's important to know that Millington Quirk, it's power law, and we saw the same thing by multifractal analysis too. Now at macro scale and integration of the three scales, samples at the macro scale were collected on two transects in the field, and grouping of columns that we did by multifractal parameters can be seen also by the position of those columns in the field. So it's arbitrarily here, but you can see that columns of group 1, group 2, and group 3 can separate like that. And if we just compare it to spatial patterns of gas diffusivity in the field, gas diffusivity is at your right, and hair field porosity is at your left. You can see that for some date, those are different dates during the summer of 2006, and the last one is the date of spring 2007. You can see that for some date, this kind of separation can be seen on the field. And we know that columns were collected in this part of the field. So you can see this relation also for the date of May 2007. But there is some aspect that are important to consider here, is that there was a 2 or 3 years difference between experiment at the micro scale and macro scale. So crops have changed. In 2006, we had potato. In 2007, there was nothing. 2008, potato again. And 2009, when micro scale were collected, it was corn in the field. Field water content also is different. Was different between the field and column that we collect and that were analyzed in laboratory at the field water content. Positioning of columns also at micro scale was not georeferenced. That was maybe something that we missed, but in a future experiment that should be seriously considered. And DSDO predicted that micro scale was between 10 and 20 centimeter depth because we inserted a TDR probe between at 15 centimeter. But while micro scale columns were collected between 5 and 20 centimeter, that could change also the interpretation of the results. Nevertheless, spatial variability of DSDO is high in function of soil depth, time of measurement, and scale of measurement. And this exploratory approach that I show you here allow a good comprehension of gas diffusivity in relationship to soil porosity at different scale. And we have underlined some empirical relationship between soil porosity and gas diffusivity. However, it has to be continued by establishing a physical and or statistical relationship between the three scales, maybe by dimensional analysis or by developing pedotransfer function. In the future, if we develop this, it may help to better understand the gas preferential flow and associated to soil structure and its microscale variability. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Excellent presentation. We have time for questions, so if anybody is ready to ask questions, please. Let me ask you a question. You use these two fractal dimensions, entropy dimension and the second order, let's say, dimension, right? Did you look at the opportunity to use dimensions of next orders? Do they give any information? Can they give any information?
Probably that they can give information, but it's pretty hard to deal with, I think, because when you... Yeah, that could be a possibility, but we didn't go through this.
Right.
And the DQ0 dimension was of no interest because it was always one as we work on the transect. So yes. That could be interesting.
Right. Okay.
Did you get additional information by say doing air permeability across the field or some other sort of rapid measurement that might be able to help you map?
If we did this? No, we didn't. But that could be interesting to do. Maybe it will be costly to measure air permeability over all the field. Oh, yeah? Okay. Okay. Well, I don't know too much about this. That could be interesting, yeah.
Other questions? One more question, more like terminology question. You are talking about the influence of porosity in relation to the porosity. On the other hand, well, porosity is typically often is considered as a number, just a number which... So are you actually talking about the pore space, about the structure of soil, or porosity is the right term to use at all scales?
Yeah, we had a problem also with this, and I use soil porosity in this presentation just to simplify, because otherwise what we did really is that we define a new term of pseudo macroporosity for gas, because what we are able to see with CT scanning at this resolution cannot be necessarily porosity, airfield porosity, but more a macropore for gas. But as we know, a macropore for liquid flow is often seen as a 1 millimeter pore, but for gas it could be less than this. And we define something as pseudo macroporosity for gas because As we are working with five thresholds, it's not necessarily airfield porosity that we capture in binarization of the images. So we had to talk about pseudo-macroporosity of gas because it could be involved in gas diffusivity, but we don't know much about that.
So. Jonathan, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.